So Music, which is already out, it came out on VOD platforms on Monday, directed by Sia. It got terrible reviews when it came out, and it's kind of easy to see why. Kate Hudson is Kazoo, and her sister is Music. She's a recovering alcoholic. Music is her half-sister, who she finds herself caring for after their grandmother dies, and she's a young woman with autism who needs care that Zoo isn't able to provide. Here's a clip from the film.
You know, she can understand everything you are saying to her. Maybe not right then. How it works is she hears it.
There you go.
She files it away. And then sometimes it is returned to her main system 3 weeks later.
There you go.
You know how she looks at you and then looks away quickly? She is taking a snapshot. If she didn't look away, it would totally overwhelm her. She sees the world in a completely different way from us.
So, I mean, you may well have followed the news stories about this. There was a lot of controversy about the casting of Maddie Ziegler in the role of Music. People saying, look, you know, why is it that you, why haven't you cast a neurodiverse, neurotypical actor in this role? Then there was a lot of controversy about the film's depiction of restraint used in that character, which is in fact dangerous. And at first, Sia's responses were kind of quite, you know, quite defensive and aggressive, and then now she's kind of stepped back and said, okay, I made some mistakes, I listened to the wrong people, and you know, and that she talked about putting a warning at the beginning of the film and recutting bits of it. I'd be honest, I don't think doing any of that will substantially change the fact that it is just woefully misjudged and all over the place. I mean, one of the things that it attempts to do is to show Music's inner life by going into these kind of Dayglo-coloured dance sequences. So it's attempting to tell its story through the medium of modern dance. And I've said before that I think that dance may well be the highest art form, and I just, you know, I need to understand it better. Watching this, I thought, I understand this, and I actually really don't like it, because I think it was the way in which those two elements were meshed together was that they don't mesh at all. They just look like they're being thrown together in this kind of really kind of quite trite manner. Plus, the performances didn't convince me. I mean, Kate Hudson never once seemed to me to be the character that she was meant to be playing. Every now and then you get a film which is the only thing you can say about it is that it's totally misjudged, and whatever the intentions and whatever the ramification, whatever the sort of fallout and all the rest of it, you just go, okay, it's just no. Early on, somebody should have said this is not going to work, and this is one of those examples of. I did go into it thinking, you know, I wonder whether there is something positive to be said, and whether, but they. There really isn't. It really is just a completely misguided mess, which many have found offensive. I just found absolutely nonsensical and trite. And no matter, as I said, whatever the intentions of it were, the end result is quite often toe-curlingly bad. And I would advise you to avoid it. It's called Music, and that is the name of the character, as is Kazoo Zoo.